This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50 milligram film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Why don't we return to the Camogie right now? Because we have more fun with some more Cork players. A couple of sisters here now. Maeve and Orla Cahillan. Good morning, lads.
Morning.
Oh, beautifully in sync as well. Perfect start to the celebrations. How were the celebrations? How are the celebrations, I should say?
Oh, brilliant. We had a bit of a late one, all right, last night, but look, we're just looking forward to today now.
What's the plan today?
We're heading down on the train and heading to the Grand Parade and then back to my own club, St. Finbarr's. So,
I'm homesick now with that plan.
So the county board have cancelled all games tonight because they want a massive crowd at Grand Parade. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were due to play Passage West in a junior Camogie match. It got canned, girls, because we want everyone at Grand Parade. So,
oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
That's look, what look what you've done. Crowd, so.
We won't be prepared for championship next week because of this. But it's okay. It's okay. We'll rally.
Orla, I know that Irish people don't really take compliments very well, but I'm not sure if you heard your manager Germanly talk about you afterwards saying that Orla is the Lionel Messi of our team. Look what's just come into picture. It's the trophy itself. Don't mind that question. Look at that. Is it heavy?
It's not. No, it's not too bad. It's light enough.
I saw you following the Mayo boys yesterday throwing the trophy up in the air. This is the newfound tradition now of throwing it up. No bother to you. Germanly was so complimentary of, well, the team, of course, but he picked out yourself, Orla, and he was saying, like, Orla Cahillan's our Lionel Messi with the skill and the touch, but it took you a while to get into the game. Would that be fair enough to say? And then when you did, it was such a significant part to play in Cork's eventual victory.
Oh, definitely. My dad said to me when I met him, he was like, I would have had you taken off at halftime. So there's no fear of me getting a big head anyways in my hair. So I would have been taken off anyway. So thank God I wasn't, because I think I just needed to get into the game and get the ball in my hand, because I suppose I was a bit nervous and I wasn't getting the ball in my hand to do anything with it. So I needed to get my first touch right. And thank God they left me on anyways to get a few scores.
Maeve, we were saying earlier, it was like Amy O'Connor's frees were so important in the first half. I think four of her five frees were in the opening period. Now, there's only 2 points in it at half time, so it's close. But were you dissatisfied with your first half performance? Was there a lot said at half time to change the fortunes around?
Yeah, I think in fairness, Amy, like even any of the frees that she got were like really difficult angles. So like in fairness, their first line, they were massive scores for us going in. Only two, I suppose we were happy enough to only be 2 points down considering how we had played ourselves. And obviously we went through a few tactics, but I think the biggest thing was we wanted to just give it our all for that 30 minutes. We knew that that's all we had left and we knew we had so much more in the tank. And just to come off with no regrets and not be facing down, you know, a couple of months of wondering if this had gone our way, if that had gone our way. So that was it really. There wasn't too much science behind it. It was just do everything you can, put your body on the line, and then if you can't go anymore, we'll get more bodies in.
Girls, we didn't pick this up in real time at the match, but there was a switch. Ashling Thompson goes on Kira Hickey. And does that open up those pockets of space for Saoirse and yourself, Orla? Was that, in the first half, it seemed like you were being isolated with Kira kind of doing that screen and Ashling going on her after halftime kind of stopped Kira imposing herself in front of you. Was that a big change for the group?
Yeah, I suppose Kira Hickey, the first half, sat a lot deeper than we thought she would. So she was inside behind, nearly playing behind me. So the second half, they just said, we'll just have to go at it here now. We'll push everyone up one. So we all pushed in and we played three inside and Ashling pushed on to Kira Hickey and just followed her everywhere, which kind of forced Kira then to follow Ashling a bit. So And it kind of opened up then for the likes of Emma and Saoirse and Laura coming through the middle and for us inside. So it worked. It worked well for us in the end.
Go ahead.
Maeve, you, both of you, some really, I suppose, tough losses in the last kind of 12 months. To be the captain of a team that loses a three in a row, to lose 14 players and to have to rebuild your team, it's probably the toughest captain's role that anyone's had in a significant length of time. The satisfaction you must have felt yesterday to lift that cup in January when you were starting to do that rebuild as captain, what did that look like for you? What were you trying to do month on month?
I suppose for me personally, it was probably a bit difficult at the start because like we were coming in off the back of a Club All-Ireland loss. So like it was hard to get going, but you know, the league was challenging. I suppose it forced us to give players time and to see what the new young players were about. And I suppose just that period after the Munster finals really where things started to click for us. We played a few challenge matches and AVBs, and I actually don't think in all my years that we ever trained so hard and did so much running and conditioning. And in fairness, our S&C coach, you really pushed us to the limit in that regard. And it even, look, at times it might have pushed us over the edge. A few of us picked up soft tissue injuries. But look, that was just the nature of it. And I think after doing that block of training, I just think we felt that we could do anything, that anything that would come at us would be easy in comparison. And that win above Athenry just gave us massive confidence. Coming away that day, I felt things clicked for us, and I think we just felt that, you know, Park Moby were back and we could look forward to the summer ahead. And we just couldn't wait to get the rest of the championship games going.
Give us a look at the trophy there one more time before we wrap. Ah, yeah. What a sight. Beautiful sight.
It'll look incredible in Grand Parade this evening.
Oh, yeah. It'll really show. It'll really make it bounce.
Put on the ribbons.
Really tie it all together, yeah. Congratulations. Huge congratulations. Enjoy all the festivities. Thanks so much for hopping on.
Well done, girls.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Julian. That's Orla and Maeve Cahalan, the captain Maeve Cahalan, the goal scorer Orla Cahalan, celebrating Cork's victory in the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Final. They're off to Temple Street now, of course.
They are. What about Orla's dad telling her she'd have been taken off at halftime? Niall doesn't mince his words.
Yeah, well, you can vouch for this. Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Niall Cahalan, yeah.
The Galway perspective we should talk about before we move on from this, right?
Sure.
Let's hear from the Galway manager, Cathal Murray, in the aftermath.
The last thing I want to mention, and I probably talked about before, but I promised myself I'd say it this year. I think Cork and Galway have been unbelievable in the last 3 years, and they've brought Camogie to a different level. And, you know, them girls, when we won the Ireland last year, we were out fundraising. You know, the same way when they learned 19, going around to club matches, you know, with buckets, asking people for fivers, asking people for tenors, asking people for change. I think it was 1993, I think, when Eddie O'Connor spoke, you know, in the Hogan stand here. That's nearly 35 years ago now. And talked about the GAA providing money for Holly. I know the GAA looked after 150,000. I think these girls deserve, they don't need to go collecting money in the next few weeks to go on Holly. I think both teams should be, and I think that's something we talk about integration, we talk about closing the gap, and we can talk, and it was brilliant to hear Brian Mullane saying, you know, that he loves, you know, canvassing for these players and putting, you know, and I think that needs to be done now. I think these players, I think the Camogie deserves some money to put into a fund for a holiday for them players, and not to have gone out raising money over the next few weeks, because Cork were the same way in 24, we were that way last year. The two teams have done so much for Camogie and so much for promotion of that sport that there should be some financial link there for them. And some money put in, you're not looking for an awful lot of money. 20,000-25,000 do so much for us. You know, we went to get out last year to New York money for Galway GA, and I couldn't thank them enough for providing us with 100 euro tickets, but we still had to go and sell them tickets. And I think the day is coming now where if you want to close the gap, that's something that we can look at going forward. And I don't know what you think, like, I think these players deserve it. I think, you know, why should the male sports, you know, the hurling and football, and okay, there's big crowds of that. We're not looking for 150 grand to go on holiday, but certainly 20,000-25,000 per county will do so much.
That's quite interesting stuff, isn't it, Sarah? Like, this is the All-Ireland final losing manager who lost by a point talking about the greater good of the game and actually having a lot to say for himself about it, with the passion is clearly there. passion/anger.
Passion/anger and possibly a parting shot from Cathal Murray. Mm. I just got the sense yesterday in the press conference he was tying up loose ends or things that he wanted to get off his chest, and he apologised to the Irish Examiner for his fiery remarks last year about the prayer profiles done before last year's All-Ireland final, which at the time he said were kind of a catalyst for the group deciding that they were going to show up in Croke Park and give the performance that they did last year. He apologised yesterday unprompted to the Irish Examiner for doing their job. It just felt very final, but what he did for the Camogie players involved to implore the GAA and Camogie Association to look at a players fund is timely, because we referenced Jarlett Burns saying last year's Camogie final was the best final of the four last year. And if Jarlett is holding up the game as the spectacle that it was last year, then put your money where your mouth is, Jarlett. Mm. If you're using the Camogie games when you're needed because other games haven't been to that standard, then row in and give the girls the support in monetary form that allows them, I suppose, the experience of being the best final in the country last year.
Why do you think more people went to the Camogie final versus the women's football final
this time around? I think the fact that the women's football final came so quickly after the Mayo Kerry game obviously impacted Kerry from the point of view of the Kerry fans travelling. Galway had the Galway hurlers the week before. You're asking a lot of one county to be coming up the road.
Yeah, all together now is on.
Week on week. And Galway were in three of the four finals.
Galway had an amazing year. Three of the four senior finals they made.
And you're asking the same people, the same fans to come up the road week on week on week. So I wasn't surprised that the ladies' football was so poorly supported, because as you said, all together now, bank holiday weekend, smack bang in the middle of summer holidays. Yeah, the timing of the ladies' football final needs to be looked at.
Later or earlier, doesn't matter, just not that
later,
weekend.
Later. Push it into late August.
Like everyone knows this, but we're the 10th of August and it's all over, like the intercounty season. That's it.
Yeah.
If you go on the Hogan stand and look at fixtures, they won't show you anything, because there is nothing to show.
Listen, club championship starts, next week,
players love the club, you know, they love it.
I know.
Look at Donny Smith as one example, just one, former Roscommon captain, only retired last year. So this is fantastic. That's what they want. He's playing away for Boyle there, scored a fantastic two-pointer. I know he finished up at Roscommon anyway, but he's an example of what can be done.
But it's about the women's game finding a window in the calendar that suits them to build their numbers. We're talking about 57,000 people went to the Ladies Football Ireland final at the height of the ladies football popularity. You had 1,600 fans at the semi-final this year of the ladies football between Dublin and Kerry. Now that's a marquee game. And 1,600 fans through the gate.
It's just because there's so much happening this summer, particularly like the 19th of July, we built up to it for months and months.
Mm.
And it turned out not to be actually great fare, but on paper it was incredible. The World Cup final, the All-Ireland hurling final, and the final day of the Open. And that's just to mention three huge things. But there was so much sport on. Ireland played New Zealand in the rugby.
On the Saturday.
And that was nearly forgotten.
Mm.
That's Ireland, New Zealand. Yeah. You know, we still covered it, we still talked about it, but in comparison to what came after, you're like, oh yeah, that's probably fourth on the running order of what we discuss. Now, you're talking about an exceptional weekend, but it is a symbol of what's happening at the moment. So you're thinking, Jesus Christ, how does the casual supporter even get into the women's football and Camogie if you're not already involved in it?
Exactly. So I'm not suggesting for one instance to Donny Smith that we should move the men's finals dramatically into August, September. I'm suggesting the ladies' football and the Camogie should look at pushing out their finals to later in August so that you can guarantee...
Give it a bit of room.
...that they have room to breathe.
Yeah.
And build that, I suppose, exposure over the course of the back pages of newspapers during that time.
We're all in a huge rush, aren't we?
Massive rush.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50 milligram film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.